Well, good morning. It is 7:59. Yeah, just a minute short of 8 o'clock. No wonder it's so hot. I slept in until a couple minutes before six. I've been up 2 hours. I spent an awful lot of time getting breakfast this morning because the planets aligned. And I was able to fix myself some eggs. A little high protein, low carb breakfast, chock full of green peppers and onions and mushrooms, a little bit of cheese. Oh. I should have put a little salsa on the side. Anyway, maybe tomorrow. Maybe tomorrow. I'm hoping that I'm going to be able to record this morning. I think I know what was causing the problem. And it was Podcast Addict. Podcast Addict. It kept starting and playing when I didn't ask it to. Some signal went to it and told it to start. Some start signal, and I don't know what it was. It could have been a timer. It could have been, I mean, it did it when I had all of the outside connections turned off. So it was very strange that it would do it in the middle of the afternoon. It would do it. The phone sitting in its cradle, charging, and then it would start. And not start from being in the background, but start after a cold stop, start after a phone reset. And I don't know what caused it. So I looked around and I found AntennaPod and deleted Podcast Addict. Apparently it's a known issue, or has been a known issue, for Podcast Addict on Android phones for a while. I tried to find a way to stop it. One of the ways was to tell it not to run in the background, but this release of Android doesn't seem to have that option. So I deleted it. I found another one. AntennaPod looks pretty good. I'm going to see how it works out. Maybe I can get a full recording and change. In glucose news, I am green. I am green. I was hoping for 3 green reads in a row yesterday. I got 4 and another green one this morning, so. The last 5 have been green. I'm cautiously optimistic about the high protein, low carb egg breakfast. Followed by a vigorous walk. And it is a vigorous walk. It's 136. My heart rate is 136 again this morning. I'm still reading Wandering In. We just had a big battle, and by the time it was over, we had everything but the shark to jump over. And I'm not sure there wasn't one hiding in the bay somewhere. We'll see how this plays out. It was a bit chaotic. There was a lot of stuff flying. There was a lot of things going on. I'm not sure all of them made sense. But to be fair, I have thought that before about this story, that a lot of it doesn't make sense. It's like Pirate Abba has a random dice table. So when things begin to get a little slow, he just rolls 2d20s and picks whatever pointed out. I didn't get to the butler yesterday. I didn't get to spend time with Roger. I was contemplating the last little bit. It's like, why is this here? And yet, my fingers seem to think it needs to be. So maybe they're right. And we'll see if it stands up. I haven't finished writing this scene yet. It's going slow. It's going. As Joyce Leon Aaron said this morning, in dribs and drabs. But slow progress is still progress. A few words is still words. And the fact that Roger can pull my attention away from No Man's Sky is significant. So we'll ride. We'll let it ride. We'll leave the chips on the table and see what happens. The big guy with a tiny dog. So yeah, it is too hot to be out here this morning, but I needed to do it. So we'll suffer through and go home and hide in the cellar for the rest of the day. Good morning. This is the corner that has the doggy porthole. I wonder if I can get a picture of it without disrupting the recording. I bet I can. Let's see. If I pause and then hit record again. Yes, look at me, Master of Technology. Did I just stop it? No. Okay. 10:20, 10:21. Okay, still ticking. I'm about to make the turn to the east and walk directly into the sun. Oh, gardeners out working in the garden this morning. The raised beds. Wish I had one of those on my house. It's about 3 feet tall, made with stacks of, looks like 6x6. Yeah, no, it's not 3 feet tall. Those are 6x6. They're by 10x10. Filled up to the top. A hose fitting on each one. Now, that's pretty darn nice. I wonder if I have to sign up for plots. Residents only, I'm sure, but still. Yeah, this is gonna be across the street day, I think. The sun is too close to the east-west line. Come on, buddy, get ready, sit with me. Monk post. Didn't leave a lot of room for shade on the side of the street. There's some, but only where there's tall, tall trees that overhang the sidewalk. So, I'll cross over where it's all tall trees over shading the sidewalk. Problem solved. Too bad the wind is blowing north-south, because it's being blocked right now. I could use a little breeze. Oh, ask and you shall receive. So yeah, No Man's Sky. Once you've done the original set of missions, of quests, do this thing again, but in a different place. So there's a lot of these repeatables. The freighter gives me passive collection. That's a mess. They are doing some landscaping on that house. And apparently they took out two sections of fence, moved a bobcat into the backyard once or twice based on the tracks. and it tore up the turf. Oh, it didn't stop. I had an alarm set for 8:30. Forgot. Usually by 8:30, I'm well back. Oh, I should be well back, but I'm not yet. I have to remember that. Won't need it tomorrow, but the day after I might. It'll be interesting to see what the walk doesn't do tomorrow. In theory, if my prior experience holds, the walk after breakfast knocks my glucose down like 10 points. I don't really know for sure because I don't have the same level going in every day. And I'm not eating exactly the same thing every day, although I have been. The oatmeal plays much better than the toast and peanut butter. And oatmeal works pretty well as a peanut butter delivery system, so that works. But it works best if I have it set up beforehand, so that all I have to do is warm it up in the morning. I have a bunch of little cups. I should make a bunch of oatmeal and put it in cups and put it in the fridge. Trying to find ways to have breakfast silently. The spousal unit's startle response is cranked up to 12 or 14 all the time, even when asleep. And then if something wakes her, the anger response is immediate, which prevents her from going back to sleep. And the more days in a row that happens, which so far has been about 728, the harder it is for her to get sleep at all. Which makes for some long days. I don't envy her. As somebody who's been getting along with 6 and 7 hours of sleep because of arthritis for years, the fact that I had 7 and 8 hour nights the last few weeks is a little astonishing. It's not the not that the arthritis isn't there, but the cat, ever since Seamus came to live with us, he wants to be fed at 3 a.m. And he does not take no for an answer. He will cry for an hour. He will cry until breakfast is served. He will cry until sunrise, if that's what it takes. So I started bowing to the inevitable. And when he wakes me up, and therefore the aforementioned spousal unit, I get up and go feed him. But I don't go back to bed. I go to the spare room and lay down. And get 2 or 3 hours more of sleep. I don't know if it's the change of bed, the change of position, or the fact that I'm moving around in the middle of the night. But whatever it is, it short-circuits the arthritis response. For which I am grateful. I mean, I still have the odd 6-plus-hour night. Mostly they're 7-plus. This morning was 8-plus. So, who knows? Sleep is one of those things. Hello, sisters. Well, sisters looking willowy this morning. Standing tall in sunshine. Better me than you, ladies. Better me than you. No, the other way around. Better you than me. Oh, it's going to be one of those days, isn't it? Oh, I'm still recording. 21:52. All right, still 130. This should be a vigorous enough exercise. Neighbors up early. Well, I think he's up early. I'm usually back in the house by this hour. Where are my sprinklers? My sprinklers did not come on this morning. I was working on them yesterday. And I can't get to them to turn them back on. Well, that's a pain. Oh, well. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow? Well, tomorrow's another day. And it's a 3-day. But the day after isn't. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.